Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Sandwich Agway, broadcasting live today, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and it's their annual fall open house, but it's also something very, very unique for Cape Cod, and we wanted to spend a few minutes to tell you about this particular event that's going on, and joining us is Kate Bavlock, and she is going to tell you about a very unique event that's happening right now on beautiful Cape Cod and only in Sandwich. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul.
What is happening today?
Well, we're calling it a fall day on 6A. We are celebrating the rural heritage of East Sandwich with a number of businesses putting on special events that celebrate the historical and agricultural nature of this part of Sandwich.
And events such as?
Well, right here at Agway, we're having pumpkin bowling. We are having hay rides through the cranberry bogs. There's all kinds of things going on right here at Sandwich Agway. But there are other places in that we really encourage you to stop by. The Wingskorton Farm will be open for tours. They have a legend that they were a stop on the Underground Railroad. But today, if you go there, you'll be able to walk the grounds and visit with the farm animals. They do sell sheep and goats and supply a good number of fresh eggs to the area. The Black Pearls Yarn Shop will have a spinning demonstration a little bit later today as well. Titcomb's Bookshop has a local cookbook author signing. And the glass studio, artist Michael Magyar is going to be hand-blowing beautiful glass pumpkins today to help us get in the fall spirit.
Neat. So right there, he's going to blow the glass.
He is. You can see him in his studio. It's just magic where you get the heat and the flame and the melted glass all coming together. It's beautiful.
Wow. And you said there was one shop that's going to be spinning yarn.
Yes, the Black Pearl Yarn Shop on 6A from noon to 3. They're going to have a live spinning demonstration, so you can see that tradition in practice.
They're going to take the wool right off the sheep?
Well, I don't know. They probably have already done that part.
Now, this is for the whole family, right?
It is. It's a wonderful, you know, with the pumpkin bowling and the beautiful sunshine, we're hoping the folks will stop by. It's the kind of event that you can pop in between soccer practice or whatever errands your day holds and spend a little fun time with the kids doing things like the pumpkin bowling or the hay ride.
And everything starts at 9.
Well, a couple of the things are staggered throughout the day. For instance, the spinning is from noon to 3.
Okay. Now, if people come to Sandwich Ag where they can get a flyer that will give them all of the information, I'm told.
That's right. The program of events is available at all the businesses along 6A that have a big scarecrow posted out front, and stop on in one of those and pick up your program.
And any costs?
No, everything's free in terms of all the events and activities. We just are encouraging people to enjoy the beautiful day and enjoy the scenery on 6A.
And it's such a beautiful road. And today, whether you know this or not, part of the bridge really has a problem, right? I know I was told that if I was coming on the Cape to go on the Bourne Bridge and stay away from the Sagamore Bridge. So knowing that there's going to be some delays, rather than try and rush to get off Cape, come on 6A, make a day of it, visit all of the different programs that are out there, and then you can follow 6A to the Bourne Bridge and go home.
That's a good point. We are having some construction on the bridge. It's a temporary problem. But I think that, you know, we didn't mention yet that this day, Fall Day on 6A, is part of our Shop Local program. And if nothing else, it tells you, rather than fight the traffic, come and see all the beautiful things that are available right here.
Now, what else can people see? I know when I drive on 6A, there's a lot of antique shops and a lot of some great shopping areas.
There are. I mean, Titcomb's Bookshop and Mary's Bookstore are both right in this part of town, and there's great shopping there. They both have author signings going on today. Gallery Gourmet has some wonderful gourmet specialties and things for the kitchen. So there is a lot of shopping that you can do right here in this part of town, yes.
Any of the restaurants having specials or unique things today?
Well, the Beehive restaurant is participating with us today. Actually, Chef Stephen Davies is here at Agway doing some demonstrations on using balsamic vinegars and other herb vinegars. And then over there at the Beehive restaurant, they are having honey beekeeping demonstrations from 2 to 4 today going on. And we all know how we've all become acutely aware of what the honeybees mean to our food supply, and I think that should be really interesting to see how the bees actually make the honey and how it's harvested.
That should be really good. I've personally seen it, and it really is fascinating. And normally what they'll have is they'll have a honeybee hive with glass in it, so that if you bring the kids can see how the bees work, how they make the honey, and while they're looking at that, they can also show you the queen. And without the queen, there wouldn't be a hive. So there's a lot of great things to do for the whole family. The weather is ideal, and we want to encourage you. So we want you to come to Sandwich Agway on 6A, pick up a flyer, and it will list all of the businesses on 6A that are going to be participating in this event. It's an all-day event. Hay rides, pumpkin bowling's here. We've got cooking and restaurants and shops. It's going to be a great day.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us this morning and telling all of our listeners. And again, if you want to avoid the traffic, come on down to 6A. You can have a great time. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
If we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Debbie on the line, who's got a question about horticultural oil.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Last week I called you and I told you that my Green Mountain boxwood and my Rose of Sharon were turning yellow and brown, and you had to use bear tree and shrub, which I did. And
right.
I was thinking on the Rose of Sharon, where they're bigger, and it's going to take a longer time for the bear tree and shrub to get up there. Do you think I should spray it with horticultural oil also?
Well, bear tree and shrub is a systemic product, and I've been told by the people at Bayer that it will move when you apply it in the spring or the fall, can climb to the height of 75 feet in just 30 days. So I would not be concerned. And your part of the reasons, I mean, we've had a lot of things going on this year. We've had a colder than normal season. We've had a wetter than normal season. And the end result is we've had yellowing foliage. We've had a lot more diseases. And that's why I suggested that you use something like the Bayer tree and shrub. When you have a lot of wet foliage, you have a tendency to have more insects. And being that this product is a systemic, it will not wash off with rain. If we were to use other products that you spray on the foliage, with the amount of rain we're having, it just keeps washing off. So a systemic product is far better than anything that's a contact. And humidity and moisture will increase the amount of the little tiny insects, like spider mite. They love moisture, they love dampness, humidity. And on boxwood, you'll get the same thing. The plant itself is very, very dense. And by using a systemic product, it is to your advantage. Now, the other thing that I would suggest that you do is to also fertilize. And I would buy either Plant Tone or Holly Tone fertilizer and apply it at the recommended rate on each plant, and that should help to give them the nourishment that it didn't get from the leaves that turned yellow and fell, and it will help to prepare them for the arrival of fall and the winter season.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall, why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulched leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at Scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BO.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Paula on the line, who's got a couple questions for you about a spruce.
Okay, Paula, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Hey, Paula, are you there? I guess we lost
Paula.
Paula,
you there?
We'll see if we can get her back in a minute. All right, we move on to Mike, then, who's got a question about a hibiscus and some daisies.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for accepting my call. It's a pleasure to finally get to speak to you.
Thank you.
I was listening to your program a week ago. You had a phone in on hibiscus. I run a small residential lawn and groundskeeping service here in the Mid-Cape area in West Yarmouth, half for 30 years. And in all my 30 years, the first time I planted a half a dozen hibiscus for one of my accounts. Now, I heard you mention there's a certain brand of fertilizer, and then, if necessary, an insect control for hibiscus. I wonder if you could convey those to me.
Okay. Well, hibiscus are plants that love to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can keep them well fed, they're going to flower almost nonstop for you. So what I'd like to see you use for a fertilizer is something like Osmocote.
Osmocote.
Osmocote, when you go into your local garden center or nursery, looks like either a bag or a plastic clear container filled with like little BBs.
All right.
And the thing that's nice about Osmocote is it will last up to 3 to 4 months per application.
Really? Wow.
While if you take something like Miracle-Gro, which is a good product,
mm-hmm.
but it's water-soluble, and it will, at the most, it will last 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
While the Osmocote, every time that you water, a little bit of the fertilizer comes out of this little capsule and feeds the plant.
All right. Sounds like the product to use. Now, also, if need be, I think the woman that called last week, she said she noticed that some of the leaves were being eaten by insects. If need be, is there a certain pesticide that I could use on hibiscus?
Well, for chewing insects, what I always use on hibiscus, I try and use something that is systemic. Mm-hmm. Again, that way you're not spraying and spraying and spraying, especially during the winter. So what you could do, the Bayer tree and shrub insecticide is a systemic, and it will take care of many, many of the chewing insects, and you would just have to follow the recommendations for potted plants.
Okay, and you'd recommend that more than like a floral dust that you might use on roses, this Bayer tree and shrub insecticide highly recommend?
The Bayer tree and shrub is something that is there over the long run.
All right.
Now, if you start to see that there's a lot of aphids that will build up, and hibiscus will get aphids, I swear that they're almost planted with the aphids on them.
Okay.
And if it's going to be during the winter and it's inside the house, then what she's going to have to do, as far as safety for her and the people in the house, use something like neem oil or insecticidal soap. I like neem oil better. It lasts longer than insecticidal soap. Neem oil is a new product that comes from the neem plant, from the area of Pakistan, India, and places like that, and they squeeze the leaves of the plant, collect all of the juices, and when you get the neem oil on the insect, it kills it on contact, and it is organic, it's natural. While some of these aerosol products that you spray, right now it's not a big deal because you've got the windows open. But once you get into November through next March, the windows are closed, the heat's on. So when you're spraying chemicals on these plants, the spray itself is in the air and you're breathing those products. So use something that's safe and natural, and neem oil is something that works very, very well and is designed for being used in an enclosed area. 800-259-9231.
Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Special thank you to WHJJ Radio in Providence, and the Stop and Shop in Warwick. We had a great day yesterday. They had their homegrown tomato challenge, and they had a special meter there, and everybody that entered their tomatoes in the contest, they cut a little piece of the tomato, they squeezed the tomato and got some juice into this meter, and it measured the sweetness of the tomato. And the range went from 5 to 11.2. And
They went through all of the large tomatoes and the small tomatoes, put them in categories, and then we had four judges. We tasted the tomatoes without knowing who they were from, of both the large and the small, and the winner of the small tomato, the cherry tomato, was John Sujinski from Cranston, Rhode Island, and he won $2,500 for the best tasting and overall appearance on his tomato. And Tricia Santos from Warwick, Rhode Island, won for the best large tomato, and she won $2,500 check. Tricia's tomato was the better girl, and John's cherry tomato was called a small cherry tomato. And then there were four winners that each won $250 in prizes. The cherry tomato that won for the best taste was from Tim Wardell from Hope Valley, Rhode Island, and he had an English Sun Gold tomato. It was a cherry, and the sugar value was 11.2, the highest sugar of the entire day. So it was an awful lot of fun. And those of you that didn't bring your tomatoes, you could have won up to $2,500, $6,000 in prizes, and it was a great event. I want to thank all of you who joined us, and the Stop and Shop, and the Tomato Company, and HJJ Radio for inviting me to be part of the program. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, we're going to go back to Paula, who's got the spruce question.
Okay, Paula, good morning. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I missed you there. Your screen is great. I have an Alberta spruce. It's about 7 feet tall, and I would like to move it, so I want to know if this is a good time and how I go about that, and also if this is a good time to plant Rose of Sharon. And I just have one other last question, and I have a cherry rose in a pot, and I just want to know what to do to get it to next spring.
Okay, on your rose that's in a pot, what I would do is just keep it outside for now and wait until all the leaves come off. You do not want to fertilize roses anymore. Once you get to September, there is no more fertilizing roses. The reason is you want the roses to get acclimated to the fall and eventually the winter weather. And if you feed them, you encourage a lot of new growth. The new growth is succulent, it's supple, and when the cold weather comes, you could have a lot of winter damage on it. By not feeding, the plant toughens the cells of the plant, makes it much, much stronger, and they're able to withstand colder weather, and there's less dieback. So on that rose, leave it outside, let all the leaves come out. When all the leaves are gone, give it a good drink and put it on the floor in your tool shed or in an unheated garage. Again, on the floor where it's going to stay cold for the winter. Maybe water it a couple of times depending on if it dries, and you should be in good shape. Rose of Sharon, if you're going to a nursery, this is a great time to plant Rose of Sharon. It's not a time to move it. But if you go to a nursery and they have them in containers, this is a wonderful time to plant them. And just remember, Rose of Sharon does better in the sun than it does in the shade. It will bloom a lot more. And you can control the size by pruning. So if you prune the top, you can make it wider. If you prune the sides, you can get it taller. And if you space them about 6 to 8 feet apart, it makes a terrific privacy hedge that will give you flowers all summer long. And if you come to Sandwich Agway, they have a game of skill where you throw a bean bag at a sheet of plywood, different holes for different discounts, and you can get 20 to 50% off your nursery purchases today. So all the trees, all the shrubs, depend on what hole you get the beanbag through. So come on over. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. So if you have a weed problem or an insect problem or a disease problem, break off a little piece of the branch, bring it down, and we'll work together to solve the problem. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ted on the line, who's calling about a spirea.
Okay. Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Ted.
I think Ted must have stepped away, too. We've had a lot of those today. All right, we go to Seth, who's calling about his yard.
Seth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. Great show, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a piece of land that's 90 feet long by maybe 40 feet wide, and it's sloping land, about maybe a 5-degree slope incline. And right now all I'm growing is stones and some weeds, and it's hard packed. And I was wondering, I would like to have some sort of ground cover, and what should I do to prep the land a little bit, to loosen up the soil so I can plant something back there right now.
Now, is it sunny or shady?
Yes, yes, it's sunny for most of the day, from 8 o'clock in the morning when the sun is out to afternoon, all the time.
Okay.
So it's an open area. I removed a lot of trees, and consequently, the land is not very good. Actually, it's quite poor.
Okay. So you just want something that you can plant that's going to hold the ground and give you a little bit of color and texture at the same time.
Right, yes. Actually, to fill in the dirt.
Right. Okay. One ground cover that I like and will do that for you is called a Juga. A-J-U-G-A. A Juga. And it is a perennial, and it spreads like a strawberry plant does. It sends out a little runner. On the end of the runner, it makes a new plant. Once that gets established, that will send out a new runner. And you place them about a foot apart, maybe even 18 inches apart. Now, you can go 18 inches in staggered rows, and in 2 to 3 years, it's solid. And a lot of the garden centers will sell them in trays like they do Pachysandra or English ivy. Now, a Juga, you can buy a straight green. You can buy one that's green and purple. And you can buy one that's pink, white, and a little bit of purple in it. And it's something that's there year-round. It's very strong, it's very aggressive, and it will fill in that spot real, real easy. What you would do is you would dig a hole with a shovel or a trowel about 6 inches wide, 6 inches deep. Put a shovel full of good soil in it to give it something to get caught. And once the main plant is caught, it will send out the runners. And once they're in, put a little bit of, like, pine bark mulch over the area to hide the rock and that stone. And that will make it look better instantly. And because it's a slope, the bark mulch will not run with a heavy rain because it will stick together. So you'll hide the stone, the gravel, and all the rocks. You'll have a nice covering of bark mulch, and then you'll have this Juga that you can plant in there as a ground cover, and that will work very well. And it also has a beautiful flower, kind of a pinky lavender flower, about 3 inches tall, looks like a small snapdragon that appears in the springtime. Thank you, Seth. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, we're going to go back to Ted again, calling about the spirea.
Hey, Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I live on Cape Cod, and I have a spirea bush which is being crowded out and overtaken by some other bushes that are out there. And I wanted to move it to a spot where it can, grow and do what it's supposed to do.
Right.
And I wanted to know, A, when is the best time to do it, and B, what kind of tips do you have as far as what kind of an area should I move it to so that it will get the right amount of either sun or shade or whatever it needs.
Okay. First question, what color is the spirea?
It has little white blossoms in the spring there.
Okay. That makes sense, because there are spireas that have pink flowers. There are spireas that will have lavender, and those varieties are more of a summer bloomer than there is the traditional white blooming one called bridal wreath, and those will get up taller. The white blooming varieties of spirea that blooms in the spring will tolerate shade. The summer blooming varieties, the pinks, the lavenders, they prefer the sun. So you can put the white one that you have in full sun to a half a day of shade, and you can move it at this time of the year. Spirea is a very, very strong plant and can be moved right now. What I'd like to have you do is dig a real big hole, you know, should be at least 6 to 8 inches bigger than the root ball that you dig from the plant. Get yourself a product called Biotone. Biotone is from a company called Espoma. They make Holytone and Plant Tone fertilizer. This Biotone is designed for when you transplant. It stimulates the root system rather than the top of the plant, so there's less transplanting shock. It helps it to reestablish the root system in the ground a lot faster. So follow the recommendations for the Biotone. Work it in with some compost that you're going to add to the hole, and then a couple good soakings a week until we get to about Thanksgiving, and you should be in great shape. And if you want to wait until the spring, then you can also do it in the spring. But right now, no problem at all. Ted, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And we'd love to help you. We're in Sandwich Agway on Route 6A. Come on down and say hello. Bring the kids. We'll see how they do at pumpkin bowling. And then you can try the toss of the beanbag to get discounts on shrubs and trees up to 50% off. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong at half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you.
Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, let's go right to those phone lines.
Okay, we have Sandra on the line who's got a question about transplanting for you.
Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Enjoy your show. I have a question
about
a hibiscus plant that we have, which is a perennial in our cottage garden. And I'd like to know when we could dig it up and transplant it, because it doesn't seem to be flowering and getting bushy as much as my daughter has hers. It's grown into a beautiful bush.
Yeah. The best thing to do, Sandra, is you've got to wait until the spring, because right now it's in bloom, and it should continue to bloom till we've had a frost. Once we get a frost, the frost will kill the plant right to the soil line. And normally what you do is you take pruners or loppers and you cut the plant to about 3 inches above the ground. In the spring, dig it up. You can even divide it and make two plants instead of one. But it's not a plant that likes to be moved at this time of the year. So in late March, early April, as soon as the weather gets nice, dig it up and move it at that time. Thank you. And put some compost and that biotone in it. That will help the root system to get established a lot faster. But the more sun, the better. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Woody, who's got a weed problem in his garden.
Woody, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and how are you today?
Great. And yourself, Woody?
I'm excellent. It's actually not my garden. It's my daughter's flower garden. She just moved into a house, and it has lots of old perennials around. And unfortunately, in her flower garden has been inundated by bishop's weed. And she has pulled them all out, but there's a tangle of underground roots that just keep popping back up, and she can't find anything.
Yeah. The thing that the only way she is going to get rid of that weed is she has to mix up a product like Roundup in a container, get a 1-inch paintbrush, and she is going to have to put the weed killer directly on the weed. If she takes a mister bottle or something that's aerosol, instead of it targeting just the leaf, it's going to spray all over the garden, and you're going to kill everything in there. So she has to target the weed killer right on that weed, and right now is a good time. So just tell her to get Roundup, mix it in like a big coffee cup or an empty string bean can, you know, the tin cans, and get a 1-inch paintbrush. And she's just going to have to kneel down in the garden and paint the individual leaves with it. It will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the roots, and she should be able to kill probably 75% of the plant if she does it now. Next spring, as soon as the bishop weed starts, if she can hit it with the Roundup, she will totally eliminate it from the garden. But it's as soon as she sees the weeds, apply it. Whatever she doesn't use, put some Saran wrap on it to keep all of the dirt out. Put it in her garage or tool shed, and a week later, go back and do it again. Thank you, Woody. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Maureen on the line.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. I have about 15 or 18 hostas planted alongside in rows, three deep. And they're turning yellowy, and they're looking like they're dying. Is something that I should be doing, or should I pull them out?
What's happening is they're beginning to react to the temperature change and the season. It's perfectly natural. They're just getting ready to go dormant. And just leave them alone, because all of the energy that's in that leaf is draining out of the leaves and being sent to the root system for storage until next year. Just like our big trees, right now they're green, right? Once we get some cold weather and a frost, the frost changes the trees from green to red and yellow and orange. The green disappears from the leaf, goes down to the root, and now you get the beautiful color. Well, in the hosta, it changes yellow. So let them change yellow. When they start to really look bad, kind of flush to the ground, and they'll reappear next year looking beautiful. But it's just a natural change in the growth cycle. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. We hope you have a great week, and come and see us at the Sandwich Agway.